This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 307 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to bring you some of our favorite pre-show audio. Now, a pre-show audio basically is before you get on an attraction, a lot of times you make it into a room, then you get to watch something that basically helps you pass the time while you're waiting to get on the actual attraction. A lot of times they're informative, but most of the time they're just attention grabbing. Before we get to that, I just want to remind everybody that the Disney Nerds Podcast blog has put out a lot of good articles this week. There's been some updates to our packing tips lists and to our hobby series. There's some other updates about the Skyliners. And also, if you want to check out the Facebook page, there are some great live videos of the Skyliners in operation. So you can actually see one of our friends, Rachel, getting on and off the Skyliner and get a little taste of what it's like. I can't wait till we get down there and we're all going to be on these. We're so looking forward to it. And I tell you what, next week we'll have a lot more information about it. Something else I want to remind everyone is to check out our live show. Every Tuesday night, Jimmy and Lisa, or whoever else is available, get together for about an hour on Facebook and talk about almost anything Disney. They start at 9 o'clock and go to 10, and it's a pretty fun time. They start with a topic sometimes, but more than likely it's whatever everybody who's watching wants to talk about. A very, very fun time. Again, it's Jimmy and Lisa, our live show on Facebook every Tuesday at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time. And the other thing I wanted to just remind everyone about before we get to the great pre-show audios is our radio station. Dreamfinder Radio is available online and is doing very well. We've just updated the playlists and we're getting ready for the fall. So tune in to Dreamfinder Radio. You can find it at dreamfinderradio.com. Okay, guys, so one of the things we really enjoy and we really talk about it a lot are the pre-shows down at Walt Disney World. One of the things we like to say is the Disney parks go overboard as far as their pre-shows. A pre-show getting you ready for the actual attraction. So basically what we're going to hear tonight are a lot of the ones we hear when we're down in Walt Disney World. Now, you might say that's probably a boring topic. However, I want to kind of steer you right about that. This is a very, very cool topic. And as you listen, even to the first cut, you're going to hear a lot of the sound effects I don't think that many of us have heard before. What's really kind of like unfortunate is that a lot of times we're getting on these attractions or we're getting in the line and the pre-shows have either started or haven't started. You really can't hear it that well. So hopefully tonight we'll be able to bring you a number of cuts of these pre-shows and you'll hear some things you might not have heard before. I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to let you keep guessing the entire way through. I just love doing shows like that so much when I listen to them that way, that's the way I'm going to do it for tonight. You can check out the website. We'll definitely have it over there on the website. We'll have the listing of all the different pre-shows, but I think they're pretty self-explanatory about what they are. Now, I really want to spill the beans about the first one, but I'm not going to, but definitely listen to the first minute or two, and you'll hear so many background sound effects that I don't think you've ever heard. So it's pretty cool just to kind of listen and not be kind of distracted by the video, or I guess what you see by your eyes. Let your ears give you all the description you need, and it's pretty complete. One of the things I always talk about with my co-hosts is that when you have a movie, you have audio and you have video. You see it, you hear it. However, the audio I've always maintained is a lot or vastly more important. If you mute a movie and try to watch it, you're going to get bored after a little while. If you close your eyes and listen to the audio of the movie as it goes along, it is so much more entertaining. Try that out. Give it a shot. So anyway, tonight we're going to give you some of our favorite pre-shows, and I want to give a big thanks to the people over on Facebook. Our friends helped us a lot with some of these choices, so thank you very much for that help. It was very cool to see people kind of putting out their favorites, and you know, we stayed away from any of the older rides. So if the ride is gone, we didn't do the pre-show from it, and that's a shame. That's almost going to be a whole show on its own. Okay, guys, so here we go. Some of the pre-shows and cue audio of some of the attractions of Walt Disney World. Enjoy, and definitely headphones if you can.
Hey, Roy!
Yeah, boss!
Over here!
Okay!
Yeah.
Yo, Rick!
Let's Roy!
Let's move it out!
Oh, yes, sir!
Okay. Yeah, boss!
Okay. Now listen up!
Yeah.
Where's Chuck? Chuck! Hey, Chuck, come here!
Chuck!
Yeah, boss?
Chuck! There's a sign. There's a rope. Pull the rope, Chuck. Okay, Chuckie. Okay, here we go. Up, pull.
Pull.
Down. Yeah, good. Chuck, up, Chuck.
Up, Chuck.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good, Chuck. Okay, here we go. Come on.
Thanks, boys.
Let me see that.
Well, Chuck.
No. Let's see.
Over here.
Yeah. Okay, here. Okay, Roy, Rick.
Yeah, boss.
Come here. Okay. Now, there's this.
Wait,
Chuck.
Chuck!
Chuck! Over here. Come here, Chuck. Okay, Chuck.
Yeah, boss.
Another side. Another rope. Go, rope.
Rope.
Okay, here we go. Okay, ready? Pull.
No.
Down.
Up.
Up. Good. Good, Chuck.
Thanks, boys.
Okay, Roy, Rick, get over there.
Okay,
Chuck.
Yeah.
The center rope.
Oh, right.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D. Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, good, Chuck.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah. No!
Video display test. Lose the background. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Scooter from Mars. That'd do it.
Hey, guys! Help!
Thanks, guys.
Check. Haven't I been here before? Mm-hmm. Good. Wow, is that weird or what? Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Over there. How technical. Thanks.
Sure.
Orchestra rehearsal. Yeah, yeah. Okay, inside, guys. Okay. Hey, Eugene. Wait a second. Wait a second. We need you, okay? Into the theater. Orchestra rehearsal, Eugene. What? Okay, Elmer. Come on now. Come on, inside. You too, Elmer. Okay, all both you guys in. Come on, guys. I need you there. Hey. Hold it. You're not a penguin, you're a chicken. I told you chickens to stay on the other side of the road. Okay, why did this chicken cross the road? Ah, that's funny. Hey, penguins, I got a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? Excuse me,
Quiet! Well, you got to project from the diaphragm.
Thank you, Rizzo.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could step as far forward and close together as you can.
Oh, yeah. Get real close. You see, we're doing research on deodorant strength.
Rizzo, you're disgusting.
It's a gift.
Well, we're ready to start Muppet Vision 3D. And if you'll...
Scooter, excuse me, but where's Kermit?
Oh, he's inside getting ready.
Oh, great. I've got a whole new act for the 3D movie. Just wait here. I'll get him. Huh? Okay, get ready, girls. Scooter, I'd like to present the 3Ds.
Hi, I'm Dorothy.
I'm Dinah.
I'm Max. Yeah, Debbie was sick, so the union sent me.
Debbie was sick, so the union...
No, Fozzie,
okay.
Get him out of here.
Okay, come on, girls. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about
all right.
This,
folks. Maybe another time. Another time.
Come on, Max.
Hey,
come on, get out. Come on,
will you?
Oh, brother. Now, folks, if you...
Hi, Scooter.
Bean, where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to help Miss Piggy with her musical number.
But Bean, you know nobody interrupts Miss Piggy while she's rehearsing?
What are you doing here? Are you
okay?
Don't come back!
I warned you.
Scooter.
Ooh.
Nice outfit.
Oh, thanks.
Scooter, there's a telephone call for you. It's urgent.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I got him. We don't have a telephone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while you are a captive audience, a display of tremendous tap dancing talent with the added cultural component of... a pot of flowers balanced on my head. Hit it, Rusty. dropped your pot. Oh! Pick it up! Got it?
Yeah!
Thank you. Oh, and thank you.
What about me? Gonzo?
Yes, Scooter?
We have no phone.
Well, I'll run right out and get one.
Now, where was I before I was interrupted? Yes, I was going to tell you about the 3D...
Hello, Scooter.
Bean, where are you going with that?
Oh, I thought Miss Piggy might need a prop for her number.
Bean, can't you see that Piggy doesn't want any help?
Oh, I'm sure she'll like this.
Look, I'm sorry about these interruptions. But... All right, we're just about ready to start the movie. So if you listen carefully, you can hear the orchestra tuning out. Wait a second. Hey, you penguins can't go in there. You'll interrupt the orchestra.
Scooter, these penguins are the orchestra. Come on, Eugene. Come on, Estelle. Come on, let's go. Come on.
All right. Before we go in, here's Sam Eagle with some important safety instructions.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Sam Eagle, and these are some important safety instructions
Excuse
for
me,
you.
Sam.
Not now, don't.
Sam, this is urgent. Come here.
What? What is it? What?
Yes.
Really? Here?
Yes, indeed. Right over there.
Well, of course, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unexpected surprise. I have the great honor of introducing the one, the only, Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Hello. Hi there. Welcome to my park. How you doing? Hello.
Whoa.
What?
You are not Mickey Mouse. You are a rat.
Rat schmat. Besides, they're tourists. What do they know?
Will you get out of here?
Okay, but do I still get my $10?
Get out!
Right. I've got Donald Duck back here.
Will you get out?
Yes!
I apologize. Now, where was I? Yes, safety instructions. First, when entering the theater, please move as far to the end of the row as possible. Stopping in the middle is distinctly unpatriotic. Second, do not attempt to walk while wearing your 3D glasses. You may trip, and frankly, you will look... What are you doing?
I'm just showing how you can trip if you walk with your glasses on.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
Will you get out of here?
Yes! Excuse me, Sam.
What now?
We're almost ready, Sam.
Oh, fine. Okay, thank you, Scooter. Now, the performers will all go in the theater first, and then you, the audience, will be admitted. All right, performers, let us enter in an orderly fashion and provide an example. Yeah! Will somebody please take over?
Thank you. Soren. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin boarding in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. When the doors to your flight open, please take a seat and store all carry-on items in the underseat compartment. This includes cameras, purses, hats, and of course, these little beauties. Next, fasten your seatbelts, inserting them into the buckle on your right. If smaller aviators don't measure up to the height indicator on the seat, just put the belt through the loop in the center strap before buckling. Nice work, pal. Soon you will be airborne. So if you or your little aviators have a fear of flying or of heights, you might want to wait for your party at the arrival gate. Okay, let's review. That is seatbelt, carry-on item, safety strap, fear of heights, keep your hands and arms inside at all times. Anything else? Well, yeah. Have a nice flight.
Space Training Center. You're here today to train for the greatest adventure in the history of mankind, space travel. I know you're probably feeling a little nervous right now, but don't worry. Every astronaut has felt that way at one time or another, even the heroes who went to the moon. But there is one thing they had that you don't have yet, training. Today for flight training, the most thrilling experience that any astronaut candidate will ever have. Before you decide if it's right for you, let me introduce you to your spacecraft, the X-2 space shuttle. It's powered by solid hydrogen and can accelerate from 0 to 6,000 in 60 seconds. So when you hear the words go for launch, you'll definitely want to hang on. Now you've already been organized into teams, and soon each of you will be assigned a position. Navigator, pilot, commander, or engineer. The success of your mission will depend on all of you working together as a team. I'll be your CAPCOM, and in a few minutes, I'll give you your specific assignments. But first, our flight director has some safety instructions for you. Lieutenant?
Remember the team number you're standing on. When the doors in front of you open, you will be directed to a flight station with that number on it. When you get there, please stand on the circles. During your Green Team Less Intense training mission, you will be enclosed inside X-2 flight simulators that produce sensations of acceleration. Those who are made uncomfortable by enclosed dark spaces or simulators should bypass this experience.
As you can see, astronaut flight training isn't like anything you've ever experienced before. If you would like to opt out, just ask any member of the ISTC crew for directions. As for the rest of you, report for your pre-flight briefing. It's go time.
Thank you. little bit of company.
No, me, yes. Welcome, you all.
Permit us to introduce ourselves. My name is Claw, and my loquacious cousin over here is...
I'll introduce myself, if you don't mind. Hi there. I'm, it's right on the tip of my beak.
Clyde Birdbrain?
Oh, yeah. I'm Clyde Birdbrain.
Oh, I say, perhaps you good people have never conversed with toucan birds before.
Well, neither did we. Till one day we discovered this magic sunshine pavilion.
By Jove, yes. I remember just how it happened. Many, many bird baths ago. There we were in an explorer's launch on a mysterious river in deepest adventure land. Distance comes the fierce roar of an African lion. As we round a bend in the river, a huge bull elephant bellows forth in protest of our intrusion. Suddenly, the treetops explode in a frenzy of outraged birds. Oh, come, come, you can jolly well do better than that.
I can jolly well do one at a time.
Meanwhile, shifty-eyed crocodiles lurk by the water's edge. Lark, lark, lark. The giant python slithers down from an overhanging limb. Ah! What happened? What's wrong?
I can't stand snakes.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm only relating a story. All right, Clyde, enough is enough.
That wasn't me. I never even opened my feet.
Welcome to the Avatar program. Soon, you're gonna have a chance to undertake an amazing Na'vi rite of passage, flying on the back of this powerful animal called an Ikran, or as we call it, a Banshee. The way you're gonna do this is by being matched to something called an Avatar, and I'm here to help you guys get ready. But first, we have to scan you for Pandoran microparasites. All right, everyone, stay on your number and move your arms a bit. Okay. Start scan. You've all got them. But don't worry, they're very common around these parts. Let's start the decon.
Initiating GMR decon.
Stand still over your number, you're not gonna feel a thing.
You're doing great. Almost done here.
They're all clear.
Great. Now let's go over how all this works. Like I said before, you're going to be matched to these things called avatars, which look a lot like the Na'vi. They're created by blending human DNA and Na'vi DNA. Once we match you to an avatar, thanks to a special link chair, your mind will be able to control that avatar. Using avatars to fly this way was all figured out by my boss, Dr. Jackie Ogden. She leads her science team, which is part of the Pandora Conservation Initiative, and we're here in the Valley of Moara studying banshees and their environment. Over a generation ago, this enormous company called the RDA created a lot of damage to the area through their bad mining practices and conflicts with the Na'vi. Just like on Earth, it can take decades for ecosystems to recover. One way to understand what's going on with an ecosystem is to study what are called keystone species. These are animals like tigers, jaguars, seals. The banshee is one of these important animals. Dr. Ogden is the foremost expert on studying the Ikron and has spent years researching them. Unfortunately, banshees live high in rookeries and humans can't get anywhere near them without becoming their lunch. But the Na'vi and avatars can. In fact, the Na'vi have been riding on the backs of banshees since their earliest history. Thanks to science, avatars can ride on banshees too. That's why you're linking to an avatar. Okay. To get you flying on a banshee, we need to find each of you an avatar. Let's prep the genetic sampling.
I'm on it.
Okay, first we need to find the compatible match of your genetic material with the genetic material of one of the avatar bodies that we already have. Once we do that, you'll be able to link to that avatar and fly. Help us out and move around a bit. Almost. Yes, got him. Now, let's find you your avatar matches. All right, you've all been matched with avatars. Looks like they're ready for you in the next room. When the door opens, please go inside, all the way in, and stand over the same number that you're standing over now. And I'll see you in there.
Great, you've all made it. It's important that you can all see me, so move a little if you can't. Before we send you to the link chamber, let's watch this piece by Dr. Ogden, who runs the program.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Jackie Ogden from the Pandora Conservation Initiative. You're about to experience a ceremony that's very special to the Na'vi, flying on the back of an Ikron, or as we call it, a banshee. To the Na'vi, connecting to an Ikron and flying on its back is an incredibly important rite of passage they call Ikni-Maya. Permission from the Na'vi and in partnership with Alpha Centauri Expeditions, we can now bring this amazing experience to you. The way you'll be able to fly is by linking to an avatar that's already on the back of an Ikron. Let's see how this works.
We establish a link using powerful psionic amplification equipment. A human driver is connected to an avatar, which could be physically hundreds of kilometers away. When you follow our technician into the link chamber, you'll see a series of 16 link chairs. Please go to the number that matches the number you're standing on now. First, you'll stow your gear in the provided storage containers on the back wall. This should include all bags, cameras, and other loose items. It's important to push them all the way into the bin. Then get onto the link chair the same way you might get onto a bike. Put one leg over and straddle the seat. Step all the way forward and then sit down. Wait until you're seated before you put on your flight visors. Hold onto the hand grips as shown and slide forward against the chest pad. Soon after you're seated, back and leg restraints will be firmly engaged, and then you'll be ready to link. Please remember, for your safety, throughout this entire experience, always remain seated and supervise your children.
Once the link takes place, you'll be connected to your avatar and sitting on the back of an Ikron. It'll feel like you're really there. Moments later, you'll begin your flight. A Na'vi guide will lead you out. You'll experience the breathtaking beauty of Pandora. But you might also face some of its greatest challenges. Some of this flight might be intense, but trust your guide and be brave. As the Na'vi say during this important rite of passage, Sibak Hope, rise to the challenge. Good luck.
All right, you ready? Let's get you into the link chamber.
Remain seated, lean forward, holding onto the grab bars, and supervise your children.
Did you thank goodness I caught you? I just received word that the captain is having some sort of technical problem. And that's why I'm the assistant captain, is that you are the astronaut. Don't you tell me how I'm here, you're not a priest. I know exactly what time you depart. You just do your job, and I'll do mine. Systems analyst.
It's about time. The binary motivator's acting.
Binary is like a second language to me. I can't fix the motivator from here.
Just make it quick. We're scheduled to depart in a few minutes.
Then there's no time to lose. Off you go. Good. Turbo droids. What? Oh, now this is not fun.
Don't mind us. We'll be finished in just a minute.
What are you guys still doing here? You're supposed to be at a show.
We're working
now.
I'd like to introduce our lovely manager.
She's usually not like this, folks.
Yeah, she's usually worse.
I heard that. Where is my limo? Good. Okay, come on, guys. Please get in the car. Sorry, folks. We gotta go.
One more time. Make sure you lower this.
Chris, can you grab my black list, Paul?
Hey, wait a minute. We can't leave these people here like this.
We can't?
No.
Come on, you know how we feel about our fans.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guys, what do you expect me to do? Send them all with you?
Wait a minute. I love that idea. How about some backstage passes?
Come on, make it happen.
Come on. Give me some.
Okay. I'll make it happen.
All right,
get out of here.
We got it.
All of you.
See ya.
Have a nice ride.
Hi, Sal. It's me. Listen, I'm gonna need a bigger car. Make it a stretch. In fact, make it a super stretch. Great. Excuse me. Okay, folks. Look, the show is all the way across town. But I got you a really fast car.
To the car!
Okay, wait. It's out in the alley. Hey, guys! Guys? Taxi!
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Hollywood, 1939. Amid the glitz and the glitter of a bustling young movie town at the height of its golden age, the Hollywood Tower Hotel was a star in its own right, a beacon for the show business elite. Something is about to happen that will change all that. The time is now, on an evening very much like the one we have just witnessed. Tonight's story on the Twilight Zone is somewhat unique and calls for a different kind of introduction. This, as you may recognize, is a maintenance service elevator, still in operation, waiting for you. We invite you, if you dare, to step aboard, because in tonight's episode, you are the star, and this elevator travels directly to the Twilight Zone.
So did you hear at the end there of Rock and Roller Coaster where their agent was out there talking about or lamenting about how it's L.A. and she's getting screwed because she missed her ride? A lot of times you hear some of those hidden details. I think that's what's so cool about this. Did we get your pre-show? Did we play all of them? If not, let us know. We're going to definitely be doing this again with some of the closed attractions. And there's so many other pre-shows out there still that I could see doing this one more time. So send us your emails. Let us know what we missed. Let us know what we can bring you next time. Jimmy, how can everybody get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at the Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at the Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks for listening. That was show number 307, some of the best pre-shows from Walt Disney World. I hope you enjoyed listening to that, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. For all the co-hosts of the Disney Nerds Podcast, this is Ed, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
For your safety, remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the train, and be sure to watch your kids. If any of you folks are wearing hats or glasses, best remove them, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.